to why, framing truths to why the Father has joined the fellowship at the post. Some things that you've heard already, but the Lord told me to frame them and really point out the more in-depth reasoning to why the Father has joined us in the fellowship and why the Father has chosen to join us. It's really powerful when you look at it and you really frame it out and you start to see the little intricacies, but those little intricacies within the scripture blow things completely up and they just give the full reason to why. There's a reason why. Everybody that is in the body of Christ does not have fellowship with both the Father and the Son. The body at large primarily just goes on fellowshipping with Jesus, and they believe, and it's true that they have reached, they have in one way or another have reached the Father through Jesus. Everyone understands that no man gets to the Father but by him. So we just look at the person of Jesus and we equate that with the full fellowship. But that's not necessarily true, because there are three distinct but they are yet one. And there is, referenced throughout the Bible about fellowshipping with the Father and knowing the Father by Jesus and by the apostles that wrote the different epistles. And it's referenced that there's a distinction between them. We know their oneness because the word makes them one. And that's how we become one, is by the rhema word. We also now get grafted into that oneness.
Amen.
And so, but truth be told, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are still distinctive, as I've been saying. And there's a reason why the Father has, or the Son, let me say it like this, the reason the Son, why Jesus would ever introduce us to the Father. And I hope at the end of this message, it will really spark you never to leave. And for us, TGM, this is twice over he's given us this insight. And this is twice that he's tried now to establish fellowship with the Father as well as with himself. And it the reason behind it is because it really does. It does round off or complete authentic faith. The authentic faith life is complete in fellowship with both the Father and the Son. We've learned about being in the temperament, mm-hmm. and getting into his temperament, which now allows us, it clothes us. You can't get to the Father in dirty clothes. You got to have a change of clothes. You got to have a clean turban and a clean robe on. You got to have that white gleaming robe. And that's the temperament that we have learned to step into, or we have learned to come to the post to receive. That gives us access, and that puts the right apparel on us to come in. The Bible says, come as you are, but it doesn't mean that you're going under the Father the way that you came. It's impossible. You got to get through Jesus. And in order to get through Jesus, he has to put himself on you prior to you reaching the Father.
Amen.
And so we are in the right apparel. We're in the right place, but more to it than that. And I want to just frame it out for you today, as I've been instructed to do. The word Father, we've gotten a few definitions, but these are the choice definitions for today. It means one who has infused his own spirit into others. He's infused his own spirit into others. That's a father. Father means who actuates and governs their minds. After he infuses his own spirit, he now actuates and he governs their minds. That's proof that the Father keeps the light on. Jesus turns it on, but the Father is the one that governs and keeps it on. God is called Father. Anytime you see the word God, and this is good for you to know right off rip, anytime you see the word God, it's speaking of the Father. Of Christians, it means this, as those who through Christ, and this is us right here, this last definition, all right? It says, as those who through Christ have been exalted to a specially close and intimate relationship with God.
Amen.
That's the definition of the Father. Those through Christ that have been exalted to a specially close and intimate relationship with God. That is you coming unto the Father. You have been exalted through Christ to a specially close and intimate relationship. And there's a reason why for that. And that's what we're digging out today. This is us, TGM. We are those who, through Christ, the Rhema word, have been exalted to a specially close and intimate relationship with God, the Father. Now you're reaching the Father. You have been exalted. You have been called. You have been, Jesus has willed to do this. He's willed to do it. There's a reason why he has willed us to the Father, and we're going to get to it. All right. Jesus said it like this, and we'll get right in. Matthew 11:27, it says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And it says, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. All right. To whomever the Son will reveal him. All right. You see that? We got those three words. If you're following the notes, will reveal him is bolded out. We're going to look at these, at least two of them. It says will. There's a reason why it means the word will means to will. It means to have in mind. It means that Jesus desired or to purpose. Last one is to love. There's some reason, there's a connection that the Son will reveal. And that last definition there is the reason. It's the love. It's not so much, I'm going to say this, it's not so much that Jesus is loving us because he loves all of the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He loves all. So this love is not referencing him. It's actually referencing us. He's loving them that love him. And what's taking place here, Jesus will, he wills it when he sees and recognizes an authentic love for him. Now he wills to reveal the Father. There's an authenticity of love that's coming off of us that's touching him that now it's like I said briefly last week, it's almost the same as when you're courting or talking to someone that you fall in love with, you deem them worthy to bring them home to meet your parents. Well, this is the same way with Christ, with the Lord. He deems you worthy when he recognizes the love that you have for him. He deems you worthy now because now you are someone worth taking home to meet his Father. Amen. All right. So now he has the mind to do it. He also has the desire to do it. He purposes. This is his purpose to get you there. That's all in the will. But this last one, to love. To love, it's that love factor that is causing us to cross over and meet in an intimate setting with the Father and have intimacy with his Father. This gets really, really good. Watch this now. The word reveal, it means to make known. We also learned that it means to take the cover off. But one definition we never looked at was to make manifest. What Jesus is doing, because he's recognized a true love that we have for him, is now he has purpose now to get us or to get us in position to where the Father is now made manifest in our lives. The Father is being made manifest. So for Jesus to reveal him, it means he's going to make him manifest. He's going to cause us to have a relationship with his Father. God the Father is now being made manifest in your life, and there is absolute purpose behind that. You should already know it because he's the Omega behind this. He's the one that's bringing results and manifestation. And so Jesus is saying, I'm going to make manifest the knowledge of my Father. I'm going to make manifest the presence of my Father. I'm taking you home to meet my dad. You're the one I want to marry. You are the bride of Christ. You're the one that I'm equally yoked with, and I'm bringing you home to meet my parent. I'm bringing you home to meet my Father, and my Father is going to love you as I love you. There are things that my Father's going to do that I was not endorsed to do. My Father has left results on his own. These are the things that he has chosen to do with the riches of his love. Watch this now. You're going to see something today. I hope it doesn't shock you. Neither I hope that it doesn't cause you to say, okay, my theology about God and the Son being one, is it right or is it wrong? No, you're right. But we're just going to frame it out and make you have a better understanding. There's a difference between the love of Jesus, I'm going to say this, and the love of the Father. They're distinct, they're the same, they flourish from the word, absolutely. But the Father has chosen to love you alone, aside of everyone else, aside of the Trinity. Watch this. In John chapter 15, verses 9 through 11, watch this, the TGM's reason for receiving, first of all, I'm going to round that out real quick. Our reason for receiving the manifestation of the Father is in John 15, 9 through 11. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full or complete. That word full points to the relationship with the Father, because it is the result side of things being completed. But the key here is the fact that love. The Father is the reason the Father is being made manifest unto us is because we have been abiding in the love of Christ. We really have. We've been abiding in his the eternal realm of his love. We have fallen in love with him. And I'm going to prove to you, some of you that might not think that you love him, I'm going to prove to you that you do. It says that we've been abiding in the love of Christ Jesus, and the love of Christ is his word. Our consistency in the rhema word has once again warranted an audience with the Father. When the Father sees a people that have been abiding and believing on his word, the word of his Son, he wants in. He now wants to bring Omega to the Alpha party and bring things to completion. You see, it's because of the love there that's been we've come in. We know he's been loving us, but the mere fact that we've been consistent in his word and we've made his word law, we've made his word a priority, we've made his word the way that we're coming in and the way that we will go if we go out. We've made his word present. It is first for us.
Amen.
This is proving our love, and this is why we have an introduction with the Father. This is why the Father is being made manifest, because we, TGM, I can't speak for the entire body, but I can speak for the house of TGM and those that have been following the gospel of this house. I can tell you right now, you are surely in love with Jesus. And because you're in love with Jesus, Jesus has said, I'm taking you to meet my Father. His frame confirmation for you. Watch this here. Watch this. Hang on one second. Let's look at one more thing here. Let's look at one more thing. Hang on one second here. Let's go. Okay. We'll go here. Frame confirmation, John 16, 25 through 27. Here we go. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall shew you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you. Watch that. That's key right there. We're going to go back to that. The Father himself. I told you there's a difference between the love of Jesus and the love of the Father. The Father has chosen to love you for himself, not in the person of God the Son, but now God the Father has chosen to love you. Why? Because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. So now the Father, and I understand this full well because I'm a father. My daughters honestly, I'm blessed. They haven't had boyfriends, if you will. They've had boyfriend. All right. And I'm not gonna sit here and say I've fallen in love with every one of them. But I can honestly say that I can tell when one of their boyfriends has really fallen in love with them, it causes an effect for me as a father to begin to look at them differently and to treat them differently because I see how they're treating my daughter. And as a father, it makes me say there's a bond that begins to happen with the ones that are real in their love and their affection towards my daughters. And I don't play. I don't come with no, I don't care about gifts and this and that and all that. No. I care about that. I care about quality. I care about truth. I care about honesty, integrity. I'm watching these things and I'm watching consistency that was in the prayer. And as I see them be consistent in these characteristics, it causes a love to begin to rise. I start to receive them as sons. In the beginning, it wasn't like that. It's hard to get past me. It's even hard to get past my wife. But I tell you, something happens when you see something that is genuine. Now, it says in verse 27, it says, "For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me." It tells you right there, the Father's loving us now because you have loved me. This is not the same, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." There's a difference here. There's a difference. There's another level here. "Because you have loved me," now there it is, "and have believed that I came out from God." Now the word love here, watch this. This is really powerful. It's filial. "Because we have loved," because we have loved Jesus. The word "loved" there for Jesus, right there, it means filial. It means to be a friend. It means to have affection. It means to have affection for denoting personal attachment. It means embracing specially. Watch this, TGM. You're going to feel me here. You're going to know you love them. You embrace specially the judgment and the deliberate assent of the will as a matter of principle, duty, and propriety.
Amen.
You've embraced the judgment. You've embraced the instruction. You've embraced the rhema. And the deliberate assent of the will. You have embraced the deliberate assent of your own will to go higher into him and to be lost in him and to let your whole being go into him. You've allowed this. This is proving. This is what you've been wanting. You've fallen in love with Jesus.
Amen.
You've fallen in love with Jesus. You've embraced the deliberate assent of the will as a matter. It's a matter of principle in your life. It's a matter of duty. It's a matter of propriety. This is where it's at for you. So now, because you have done this, the Father has taken note of that, because Jesus brought you home and introduced you to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, watch this now. Here's the Holy Ghost note on it. "We have loved him by believing him," and we'll get to that in a moment. "Now the Father as himself wants to love us. He wants to bring manifestation to the fellowship. We have made Jesus," Jesus's rhema word, listen, "a matter of principle and duty. So now the Father loves them that love Jesus." That matches over there in Proverbs 8.
Yes.
"I love them that love me."
Amen.
This is the love. Listen, the Father coming into the fellowship is the love that Proverbs 8 is talking about. "I love them that love me," watch this, "and I will cause them to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures." That's manifestation. That's omega. The love that he's talking about, "I love them that love me," is talking about manifestation. And here we find it over here in the book of John. My goodness, look at this. We find it here. "For the Father himself loveth you." Why? "Because you have loved me." So now we get another level of love coming in because we've fallen in love.
Hallelujah.
So this next level of love coming to us is the Father himself.
Hallelujah.
Because my goodness, we are sticking with this rhema word. We're not losing the glimpse of this word. We're holding fast. So now look at this. The Father says, my goodness, Jesus said, "Hey, these guys are sticking with me. They're not leaving me, Daddy. And I got to introduce you to Todd. I got to introduce you to Elder Donna. You need to know who Javon is. You need to know who Elder Allison is. You need to know, my goodness, this crazy, crazy evangelist, Benita. You need to know Wanda. You need to know them, the Curtises of the world. You got to meet them, Daddy. You got to meet them. These guys aren't leaving me. The prophetess Manitas, the Rons and the Ashleys, these guys are still plugging away. The Harkims, these guys are still plugging away. They're not stopping.
Yes.
The Elizabeths, they're not stopping. The Odalias are coming in and out, but she's coming. You got to meet them. You got to know them. You got to know them. You got to know them.
Hallelujah.
says, if they love you, then I will love them. I will bring manifestation. I will bring the turnaround. I will bring results. I will show them the Omega side of our Alpha Fellowship. I will give them what I've got. Oh God, yes. Oh God, yes. He wants to bring manifestation to the fellowship because we made Jesus' rhema word a matter of principle and duty. So now the Father loves them that loves Jesus, as I said in Proverbs 8. It's the manifestation of the Father now that's coming because Proverbs 8 would tell us that. It confirms that. It's like any other father, and I said this and I'll note it again. It's like any other father when he sees someone legitimately loving one of his children. He begins to trust and love that person back. There's a certain comfortability with that person. There's a bond as though they become your son, as though they become your son or your daughter. There's a bond there. Something is created there, and it happens. And I'm telling you, as a father, as the one that has impressed his spirit on his children, I tell you right now, it happens. It becomes infectious. You can't help it because it's not because, listen, when your children love the wrong person, you don't fall in love with that person. I'm telling you as a father, you tolerate that person, but you don't fall in love with that person. But when that person loves your child, you fall back in love with that person. My prayer was this for my girls, and I didn't say it for Dwayne or Matthew, but maybe I should graft them in. My prayer was, Lord, before I ever leave this world, please allow my daughters to meet the right man that you've ordained so I'll know that they'll be safe. That's my prayer as a father. That's one of my only prayers.
Amen.
Is that they meet the right person, and I know that they'll be safe because I've done all I can to keep them safe as a father. And so that's what you want. And when you see that person that's willing to keep them safe, you can't help but to love them because that's what you were doing. You see, authenticity is there. Our love for Jesus is being proved by believing. The word believe means, watch this. This tells you that you're in love, and this is why you have an audience, and this is why the Father is coming in to the post-fellowship. The word believe means to have faith in or upon. The word believe means to entrust one's spiritual well-being to Christ. If you see yourself in any of these definitions, just know that you're in love, and this is why you're being introduced to the Father. The word believe means to think to be true or be persuaded of. I'm a junkie right there. I know he's true and I'm so persuaded. So I know I'm loving him. The Bible says, again, remember the scripture says this. It says this right here. For the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me, comma. This is how I loved him and have believed. I believed that he came out from God. I believe I'm hanging on every word. So now it means here, place confidence in. It also means trust to which a man is impelled by a certain, listen to this, I see TGM here. Trust to which a man is impelled by a certain inner and higher prerogative and law of soul. That's us. We're impelled, we've been impelled, I'm believing. I'm impelled to a certain inner and higher prerogative and law of soul. The law of my soul's living is the rhema word of God. I am not trying to make anything else law but the rhema word. And if that's you,
amen.
You're in love with Jesus. If you're, I mean, you just are just dogmatic about making this rhema the way you live, you have fallen in love with Jesus. And because of that, the Father now is he's introducing you to the Father. Don't take it lightly. This is major. For him to bring you home to meet his parent is saying something.
Amen.
It's saying something. It goes perfectly with the fact that we are his bride. It tells you every reason why we would need him. We are equally yoked with him. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Father's saying, here I am now. Here I am. My son was my representative. My son has everything. He's heir to all things. But my son won't do anything until I have endorsed it. My son can't.
Bless you, God.
Until my amen and comes on the scene, and my amen is here for you, here to bring you results. Now I can bring forth manifestation. I myself will love you this way. The father of the bride pays for the wedding. I'm the one that's gonna pay for all this. I'm gonna go ahead and put you in right position. I'm gonna put the right apparel on you. I'm gonna bring you from glory to glory. I'm gonna do all that needs to be done to make sure you're right and you are equal to my son. Healing will be healed in your life. Financial prosperity. The earth is yours too in the fullness thereof. The worlds and they that dwell therein. Why? Because you love my son. I'm coming to the party. I'm bringing Omega. I'm bringing results for you. You are worthy. Somebody needs to know this. You are worthy of this. You are worthy of this. You love him. No, you're not perfect. If you say you're without sin, you lie. And you try to make me out to be a liar. I'm not doing that because you're not without sin. I'm not doing it because you're without sin. I'm not doing that. I'm doing it because you love my son and you believe his words. And you're impelled, you're to come to a certain inner and higher prerogative and law of soul. You're impelled by it. That's why I'm here now. That's why I'm here. Because all you want is the truth you're hearing from him. Oh, glory be to God. We have had faith in Christ and we have entrusted our spiritual well-being to Christ. We think he is truth and are persuaded of that truth. Here's your note. Our confidence is in him and we have been impelled by an inner and higher prerogative and it's become law unto our souls. This is our love toward him. And this is why Jesus has willed, listen, he's willed for us to have fellowship with the Father. Jesus said it. Only those in whom I will. You remember that? Only those in whom I will.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Here we go. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So now he wills here, because of our love connection, he wills us unto the Father now. Now, this is why we're meeting with the Father. TGM, our consistency in the Rhema word has proven our love to Jesus. Not you walking uprightly and perfect. No, the fact that you're not giving up, the fact that you get up every time you fail and fall, and you run back to the law of your soul, which is this Rhema word. This is caused him. It's caused him to manifest the Father in our lives. The Father now himself loves us. The Father himself loves us. And I just read that one part to you one last time. Oh, glory be to God. For the Father himself loveth you. Himself. Because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. And here we go. And I'm closing. the Father himself. The word himself means alone. The Father alone. He's not saying the Father in me, Father through, he's not mentioning, no, the Father alone now, this is alone. The Father himself loves us. But you see, you don't understand. You have to, I get it, because I understand the order of things. And I think you have to go back to this over here in John 1. And I was going to reference that and put it down, but I'll just quote it to you. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, in the beginning, right there, there was a time. There was a time. It's very difficult to describe to you. It was God and the Word. It was God and the Word. Now, Jesus was a part of that. The first thing that the Word created was Jesus. So it calls Jesus the Alpha. He is the beginning. This is the beginning of the movement of the Word. Jesus is the first. Jesus is the first of all things created. And what God the Father did was give all power and authority to Jesus before he came to earth. In fact, if you read Genesis, if you understand, if you keep going in John, that all things were created, and it's referencing Jesus. Where now the Word, the Father, the Word, he stepped aside and let Jesus just run the Word from the beginning. But at the beginning, it was just God. And one time it will become God again. If you read the book of 1 Corinthians, that when Jesus has finished everything, he's going to go back inside and God will be all in all again. Just one God. They are one God, but the distinction, the dispensations cause distinction. I can put it to you that way. The dispensations of time cause distinction, where it was God the Son that came on the scene. That was his dispensation. And this last dispensation is run by God the Holy Spirit. So now those are the his distinctions. But now those three distincts are going to come right back into one. Right back into one. And when I found this out, I almost began to cry. I'm like, Jesus, where are you going to be? He said, I'm going to be back in the Father. It's just going to be one. Just literally just one distinction, no more three. God will be all in all at the end of this. So God himself is what I'm trying to get you to. The Father's distinction himself is loving you now. It means now he's alone, that because you've loved Jesus. Now you got, my goodness, you got the backing of the Father now. Himself alone. It means he's breathing. Himself means to breathe. Himself all means, it also means to blow. And it's through the idea of a baffling wind. And the Lord really blessed me here. The Lord sends a baffling wind through Rhema. It baffles things as the light's coming on. It baffles all of the plans and how you were born in sin and shaping in iniquity. It brings it to a baffling halt. It stops. It can't comprehend. How in the world are they coming out of what I've created in them? It's baffling to your enemy. Now, God, watch this. God himself now is about to baffle things in your life. God, the Father himself is about to breathe what? He's going to breathe manifestation. It's going to be baffling to how you're coming out. And now you're starting to see the Word manifest. The Father's going to begin to breathe alone, going to begin to breathe on circumstances and situations and cause the miraculous to come. He's going to cause you to absolutely visualize and tangibly touch. Hallelujah. The very Word you've been hearing.
Oh, yes, God.
You're going to have a baffling wind in the Rhema, and it's already baffling your mind. It's shifting your thinking. Now, that's a wonderful thing, but the Father said, I'm going to step in and now breathe myself and breathe results in your life. My love's coming to the party now. I'm the originator. I'm the generator. It's coming out of me. I'm going to start breathing myself. Results. Manifestations. Glory be to God. You got to remember this. Stay intact with this. Every miracle that Jesus created, everything he did by the way of the Father.
Yes.
The father saying, now listen, I know you know my son, but now because you loved him, you're about to know me. I'm breathing too. Now you have a baffling wind that doesn't just give you peace in your mind, but now I'm breathing a baffling wind that will baffle situations and circumstances. I'm going to breathe. The Father himself loves us. This is alone. This is aside. It actually means third person. God. Through the idea of a baffling wind, it's coming. So the Father himself begins to breathe. He's breathing manifestation. He himself begins to baffle the enemy. He stands alone as God our Father. He stands as the Omega. We now have a baffling wind blowing in the place of hearing. And now with the Father, we will have a baffling wind blowing in the place of seeing.
Yes.
Not just your mind getting changed and feeling strong. But now the Father says, because you've come to meet me, my son introduced you. Not just your mind feeling good, but I'm going to show forth in your life. I'm going to show forth my word. Both your hearing and seeing will both be baffled. He's done it in my hearing. He's done it in your hearing. He's changed the perception of, yeah, he's changed your point of view. He's done it. That's a baffling wind. All of the years that we were in habitual sin and habitual mess and habitual religion, he's baffled that with our hearing. Now he's saying, I'm going to breathe. My Father's going to breathe and baffle your eyesight and baffle your surroundings and baffle your climates and baffle your houses, cars, land. He's breathing now. Manifestation. I believe the Bible describes in one scripture, it says it will be as though we were dreaming, baffled. As he's pouring out, it's going to be as though we are dreaming. You're not the only one going to be baffled. Your enemies, you're going to know why. If you look at it from your natural, you're going to be baffled. But if you sit and you understand the exact reason why, because we love Jesus. Your enemies are going to be baffled. Completely. Baffled. And that's what's taking place. And the reason why now is because you've come into the place where the Father himself loves you. Because you've loved his son. And change is on the way. Breathing on your hearing through Jesus and breathing on what you see through the Father. Alpha and Omega fellowship. Rounding off our authentic faith life. Coming into this place of authenticity. Don't lose what you're hearing. Don't lose it. You don't lose what you've been hearing. Don't let it go for anything. Don't let it go. Don't let the revelation of the Father drift back again. Don't let the revelation of meeting with both of them. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Ah, Jesus, hallelujah. Elder Allison says, amen, amen. Our love for the Son opened up the love for the Father. Not just the love for, but the love of the Father. It's open. Elder Donna says, amen, amen. Cap says, amen. Elder Allison says, hallelujah, Jesus. Kurt says, amen. I knew he's going to mention something about the baffling wind. He likes that one. A baffling wind for both hearing and seeing. That's powerful. Amen, Cap. Amen. Javon says, this rhema has blessed my soul today. Thank you, Apostle. What a gift to be loved by the Father and the Son. I needed to hear this today. Amen. 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 Oh, glory. That's what he means by you're in the hands of two. You're not in the hands of just one. You're in the hands of Jesus. You can't be ripped out. Now the love of the Father is now wrapped around you too. My goodness, two shall prevail. He can't prevail against two. He won't prevail. Erica says amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's happening.
Yes, it is. Happening.
The Father's bringing forth manifestation, and there's nothing that hell or anybody else can do to stop it. He's doing this on our behalf. This is our time. The Father is being highlighted right now. Jesus is revealing him again. I mean, absolutely stupefied by what I've heard over the years. And now what I'm hearing is I'm going to be stupefied by what I see over the years to come and over the days that are right ahead of us. There's a break in the atmosphere of blessing. I'm telling you right now, there's a break in the atmosphere of blessing. There's a break. There's a break. There's a break. The atmosphere, I'm telling you, that ceiling is smashed. It's broken. These blessings of our God are going to be poured out. Manifestation is coming. The bi-directional blessing at the post is upon us. Salvation and success. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands to him if you will. Father, we give you glory. We give you glory.
Glory.
Glory. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you glory. We give you glory.
Thank you.
We give you glory. Hey, you take a moment right now. Talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Let him know how you feel about the fact that you have rights of fellowship with him. Let him know how you feel as you've learned that the love of God, the love of the Father is being poured out on you. He's loving you like a daughter or a son that has just been grafted into the family where Jesus has said, this is the one I'm going to marry. This is the one I'm spending eternity with. Go ahead, talk to him because you have that knowledge. Make that connection with him right now, if you will, that, hey, I'm a part of your household. This is me now. I'm approved and accepted of your son. Your son has brought me home to meet you and you've accepted me. And you love me too. You're the God of all creation. You're the originator of all this. You created your son. Your son told me that you're greater than he is. He also told me that there's no one good but you. Now this is on my side. I'm in your family. Cause everything that has been off, not evenly weighed, cause everything, Father, please. As I come in, fix the broken areas of my life. Fix every broken thing about me. As we come in, fix us. Fix us completely. Accept your love. Accept your love. We accept your love. We accept your relief, your aid, and your endowments. We accept your manifestation ministry. Results, Omega.
Yes.
We've believed all your son has said. Now we ask you, bring everything he's told us to pass. Everything. We give you glory for it, Master.
Amen, God.
I give you. In the person of Jesus, we say thank you. In the temperament of your son, we say thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, the character of the Lord, we say thank you. Father, I thank you that everyone under the sound of my voice right now, whatever hardship they may be facing, whatever situation they may have, I thank you that you are already being the Omega on those things. Father, I thank you. And as evangelist has already said, there'll be testimony on top of testimony, on top of testimony. Hey, to what you have done.
Thank
God, yes, our hearing and seeing are blessed and they're equal.
Yes, God.
Because our fellowship is with you and your son. We thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Master. Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen and amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah.